Welcome to Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Karen Overgaard, and we're joined today by Judy Van Holsen with Marion County Public Health. We are talking about vaccinations. The week of April 26th through May 3rd is designated as National Infant Immunization Week. Judy, can you speak to us a little bit about that?
Oh, sure. National Infant Immunization Week is a yearly observance to highlight the importance of protecting our little ones from vaccine-preventable diseases and to celebrate the achievements of the immunization programs in our county, in our state, and in our world. Immunization, it's one of the most successful public health initiatives. Each year, immunization averts an estimated 2 to 3 million deaths in the world from diphtheria, tetanus, some of those life-threatening illnesses that can disproportionately affect children. So immunization has been instrumental in eradicating smallpox and nearly eliminating polio.
Okay, and so the key to prevention and avoidance is immunizing.
It protects you, it protects your family, and it protects the community as a whole. Last year, the state now requires seventh graders to get a Tdap vaccine. You know, this is still a little bit new. I think it's a good thing because in 2012, we had nearly 2,000 cases of whooping cough in Iowa. It was just on the rise. That's why I believe they initiated that step.
Okay. Little kids are vaccinated for that at their doctor's appointments,
aren't they? 2, 4, and 6 months, they get that.
So then like a booster?
Uh-huh. And then again, they get it at kindergarten. Mm-hmm. But what they're saying is that that pertussis component of the vaccine is waning over time. And, you know, adults get whooping cough just like everybody. It just, we don't have the severe symptoms, so you don't really realize if you got it.
Okay.
And also, while I'm on this Tdap topic, it's a little passion of mine. Pregnant mothers in the third trimester should be getting their Tdap. And think about when you're bringing your new babies home, they have no protection at all. Grandma, grandpa, babysitter, make sure they're all vaccinated with Tdap, tetanus, diphtheria, pertussis.
Judy, what would you say to those who say, you know what, I'm not going to vaccinate, it causes other problems? What would you say to that?
I would say, I respect your choice, but I want you to do the research. Do the real research. Scientific research has been done that, you know, there are some side effects. The most common side effect from any vaccination is going to be redness and swelling at the injection site. Depending on the vaccination, it can cause a fever, a low grade, usually below 100. It can cause a slight rash. And you want to watch to see if there's any allergic reaction, too, because I've done this for quite a few years. I've never had anybody have a severe allergic reaction, but I know what happens. And the signs of those would be, you know, any redness, swelling around the facial area, any difficulty breathing, and you would shoot to your doctor, and they would take care of it, and then the doctor would tell you how to go from there. That's the biggest thing would be we can develop a reaction to any kind of medication, whether it's oral or injectable. So that's no different than any other medication you would be taking.
So National Infant Immunization Week, April 26th through May 3rd, it's available.
Yep. It's a good time to check your kids' records, see if they're up to date. Check your records. See if you're up to date so you're not bringing anything home to your kids, to your family, to your community. And stop in to your doctor's office and get a well child visit, or come out to the public health office and we can check your records for you too.
Okay. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
Great. And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Judy Van Holsen with Marion County Public Health, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.